cities looking to reform troubled police departments might take a look at Los Angeles. The LAPD has come a long way in 20 years since the Rodney King beating, the 92 riots, and the Rampart corruption scandal. Court-ordered reforms have radically changed a department once widely seen as insular, bigoted, and quick to use force. NPR's Kirk Sigler has our report.
On the 11th floor of the LAPD's downtown high-rise, Chief Charlie Beck has been fielding a lot of calls since Ferguson, and he's concerned.
I don't want people to have to have their city go up in flames like Los Angeles did in 1992 to learn these lessons.
Beck's counterparts around the country are calling to find out how his department addressed what he now calls the ghosts of LAPD's past. The lessons and actual court-ordered reforms began after Rodney King, and they didn't end until last year. A federal judge finally lifted a consent decree the Department of Justice imposed in 2001 after another corruption scandal. Out of all this came an independent civilian oversight commission and a use-of-force investigation and discipline process. It also marked a shift toward community-based policing.
We are where we are, not because we are smarter or better than anybody else, just because we've been through so much.
Beck is popular. He's a protege of former LAPD Chief Bill Bratton, who's now back at the NYPD. Beck was one of Bratton's hand-picked reformers. He's seen as an innovator, but also someone who's respected by the old guard. Beck started as a beat cop here 40 years ago.
When I became a police officer in Los Angeles, it was a job for white males over 5'9". And we are a vastly different police department than that now.
Beck says this is one of the main problems in cities like Ferguson today. Since the 1990s in L.A., along with all the reforms, the police department started getting a lot more diverse. Beck says this has helped to cool tensions between police and minority communities.
The police department in L.A. reflects the community it serves. We are, as a police department, we are 45% Hispanic. We are 13% African-American. We are 20% female. And we are minority white male.
The police department went from being, in essence, an occupying army to being a community partner.
Attorney Merrick Bobb has worked as a court-appointed monitor for the L.A. Sheriff's Department and served on a Citizens Commission reforming the LAPD.
Well, there's certainly still some problems. They don't go away overnight. But in contrast to the way that it used to be, it's a very significant improvement.
Bob says those improvements didn't come right away and not without a lot of nudging by the courts and police reform groups. But he and other observers say all this work is starting to pay off. Los Angeles has had its fair share of officer-involved shootings recently, and they still generate protests, but things haven't really gotten out of hand, and a lot of people in the community know the police are being watched.
LAPD has already been indicted so many times over the last 20 years that there's no room for error.
Stan Patterson is 25. He recently graduated college in Arizona and moved back to South L.A. He grew up here in the Leimert Park neighborhood, hearing about Rodney King all the time. He thinks things have gotten better.
We've already gone through this, so we already have cameras. And the cameras stop a lot of tension between the police and the citizens because they act differently when they're being watched and they have a camera on them.
Many LAPD squad cars now have cameras, and a pilot project in South L.A. is equipping officers with cameras on their chests. Still, Patterson says he gets pulled over a lot for no apparent reason.
I have a nice car, and I'm young, and I'm black, so I get pulled over. But it's not uncommon.
In fact, Patterson says that's normal here. But he has hope for the future. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.